No one says much good of winter, except as something hard that exaggerates the spring reprieve. Spring, people seem to understand. Spring speaks to us when winter has been so long, we seem bone cold and brown husked and housebound with apathy. It speaks now green, coming out of mud, like awakening up. Though spring is really nothing much compared to summertime. It barely warm feels very warm. And the bits of color that spot the new bare ground sparsely seem to the mind as though the world were full of crocus heads and green spikes pointing up. How we resent those last streaks of snow that hide in the shadows. Even the mud seems good. Poets and backyard potterers extol the virtues of spring with words and seed catalog banners. Even yesterday's snow, happy children celebrate with the launching of 1,000 twig ships in March snow turned to April puddles. No one says much good of winter. If anyone had a kind word to say of it, it would be drowned out, for spring is full of noise for all of its quietness. Then summer settles in. Spring pride grows satisfied by June. It's a kind of fickleness in July and August that brings complaints about the heat. The winter veterans gone from spring excitement to summer that brought too much green to appreciate call across the lawnmower handles, "Hot enough for you?" Change again from August dustiness to ripe September. Indifferent summer changes then to fall, and vagrant thoughts of other snows intrude from time to time, but only mildly yet. For everything gets excited as in spring with color. But we, like trees, live out the easy days with a kind of mock bravado, a sort of last defiant smile for cold nights and falling leaves. But even autumn ends. Frost sees to that. What coal had turned too much green to never enough yellow, red and rust, leaf color dries to brown, is raked, counted as nothing much, and burned, except the few pressed and waxed ones that sentiment keeps on into snow time, or the few rebellious ones that the wind hides tangled in among the bush stems, or that summer gardeners heap for compost or for winter coats on plants that can't retreat indoors in pots and sun-warm windows. Then one night or day, it's all the same one time or another. The waiting ends, a white ending. Sometimes it is thick, tangled blobs that melt on whatever little summer sun ground has stored. Sometimes it is sharp, fast pieces histing. Sometimes it is a slow, dogged laying down layer on layer. But however it comes, it always finds us unprepared. Yet wait. Strange that we should take the leaves as truth and think that just because they fall, the tree is dead. A pulling back, a rest, a new anticipation, yes. But the leaves are liars. Bright, gaudy things catching our eyes with their clown suits, then falling down and mired to make us think it is the end. Leaves are liars. Snow is just as much beginning as it is end. As much prologue as epilogue. The farmer used to know things about the snow we ought to know. The farmer used to call the snow the poor man's fertilizer. A homely sort of name, a crude but honest thing to call the drifting promise. It is next year's water and next year's grain. Fall's in and spring's beginning. So when was it we learned that the earth would end? That the earth would end in autumn? Never. When did we ever learn that life was always summertime and spring and harvest time? When was it that someone guaranteed a year of 12 Julys, complete with everlasting picnics and never-ending potato salads? What sort of quaint, mistaken almanac said spring could come without December? That life was all in June, that May and August go on forever, even winter in ourselves may be the poor man's fertilizer. And spring within can only come if some winter has come first. Can come if something like a seed is kept alive through wintering to sprout and grow because of winter and the wintering. Like earth, we have our seasons too. Now that we think of it, we knew this back then, back when in summer we grew complacent in the sun, or when in fall we reaped the earth, as though all life was caught and wrapped and stuffed into a pumpkin shell to be picked, then lost through winter eating. We knew better even then. But snow makes for forgetting, so it seems.